I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Western growers have looked at the proposed changes coming to the H-2A Temporary Ag Guest Worker Visa Program, which was announced by the USDA. While the group says the changes do look good, Congress needs to write them into law. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters the USDA has been working with the Department of Labor for over a year, trying to help the H-2A program become more workable.
It's been very onerous, very inflexible, and very difficult for these growers to comply with all the rules and regulations. You had to tell them exactly what day a worker was going to be needed. Fruit may be ready 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late, and you're left with people either not having work to do or hanging around waiting for something to happen.
Western Growers President and CEO Tom Nassif issued a statement saying Congress now has to do more. His statement reads in part, "While we encourage swift implementation of these important modernizations to the Agricultural Guest Worker Program, we also urge Congress to codify these changes into law, as we have seen previous regulatory progress reversed by ensuing administrations. There is some movement in Congress to do that. Arkansas Representative Rick Crawford is pushing the Agricultural Guest Worker Reform Initiative, or the AGRA Act. The bill transfers jurisdiction for agricultural guest workers from the U.S. Department of Labor to the USDA. The AGRA Act would also require workers to return to their country of origin for 1 month following every 10 months of labor in the U.S. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.